This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The United Nations Humanitarian Coordinator for Libya says the flood damage from Mediterranean Storm Daniel in the eastern city of Darna is beyond comprehension.
Parts of the city were barely recognizable, and those areas are now practically empty. People have either left or are dead.
Georgette Gagnon on Monday, as officials warned a disease outbreak could create a second crisis among those who drink contaminated water. Unexploded munitions are also a threat, Gagnon says, as many were dislodged during the floods after two dams collapsed. With the world on track to break the record for the hottest year in history, world leaders, business leaders, celebrities, and activists have converged on Midtown Manhattan in New York for Climate Week and the UN's Climate Action Summit, again focusing the world's attention on the climate crisis. Ukraine's legal battle against Russia over allegations of genocide used by Moscow to justify its 2022 invasion is resuming at the UN's highest court. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Hearings this week are expected to see lawyers for Russia argue that the court does not have jurisdiction to hear the case, while Ukraine will call on judges to press ahead to hearings on the substance of the claims. Ukraine's case is backed by a record 32 other nations in a major show of support. Kyiv filed the case shortly after Russia invaded Ukraine, arguing that the attack was based on false claims of the acts of genocide. It wants the court to order Russia to halt its invasion and pay reparations. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
This is VOA News.